Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. We've got a bonus episode for you today with Craig Jeffries, who is Vontae Davis's head football coach at historic Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School in Washington, D.C. Let's get going. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in. We've got a lot of great guests coming your way on our regular weekly episodes every Tuesday, but from time to time, we'll bring you short bonus episodes. Craig Jeffries isn't a screamer. He's not all that flashy, but to me, he represents so many of the youth and high school coaches who approach their position in the right way for the right reason. Maybe they don't have the biggest trophy cases or the biggest paychecks, but they are the optimistic embodiment of the famous quote from Billy Graham. A coach will impact more people in 1 year than the average person will in an entire lifetime. When I asked him, Vontae Davis said Coach Jeffries was his unsung hero. Let's find out why. Well, I'm so thrilled to have Coach Craig Jeffries on with me. Coach, welcome to Winning Is Not Everything.
Thanks, Sean, for inviting me. Really appreciate it.
Well, Coach Craig, I know that Vontae considers you one of the unsung heroes of his childhood. What do you think when you hear that?
Well, I'm truly honored. And as a coach, you always want to make an impression on kids. You always want to be a part of the development and being a positive influence in their life. And it doesn't always happen, but, you know, you plant seeds and hopefully they'll grow. And apparently, you know, Vontae was fertile ground for me to plant some seeds in and, you know, to watch him develop and grow until the man that he's grown into. It does my heart well to see the success that he's had in life.
So, Coach Craig, I know you went to an HBCU, but you also graduated from Dunbar, which is obviously one of the most historic high schools in the country. What did that mean for you to be able to coach at the school that you also played at?
Well, it was truly an honor to coach at Dunbar. Dunbar has a great historical background in terms of prominent, influential African-American graduates from that school. And it was a special place in my heart, being an alum of Dunbar High School, to be a part of a program, to having to be successful. So I had a personal interest in that because I'm a graduate of Dunbar High School. And just the history that school has, it was really fortunate for me to be a part of that and to take the athletic program and the football program to another level.
Now, Vontae remembers your rule this way. If you can't be trusted to do the little things off the field, you can't be trusted to do the big things on the field. Tell me the sort of the backstory to that quote.
Well, I mean, that's a cliche that's been used and thrown around a lot. But when you talk about character in kids or character in people, and when you look for kids or individuals with character, you want to be able to trust them. And they always say, you know, character is an example of what you do when no one's looking. And not only when no one's looking, but when I mean the little things, I mean the attention to details. Some of the things that you've learned in the past, and you apply those things and take them to another level. So if I can trust you to get the class on time, if I can trust you to be who you're supposed to be, do what you're supposed to do, don't be a kid that's on a list in terms of acting out and not following directions. You know, if you're disciplined off the field, more than likely you're going to be disciplined on the field. And those things kind of carry over, and it works the other way in reverse. You know, if you're a student that's not on time or not paying attention to details, you're going to make those mistakes on the field as well as off the field.
My last question for you, Coach Craig, is Vontae says that what he appreciated about you is that you went out of your way to help players. And he talked about how you, you know, worked to try to shape them as young men. But then there were also some players who couldn't afford, you know, to do different things away from school, and that sometimes you would help to, you know, make that possible for them. Why were those things so important for you?
I think that's a part of, to me, being a coach and a part of my job. I mean, you know, you want kids to have the exposure that they deserve or that they need. You know, you want kids to have the experience that they normally wouldn't get. So to have those guys to thrive in those experiences and to see places and to go to events that they normally wouldn't have an opportunity to do. And I know that those kids are hungry and want to compete. Like Vontae, like Vernon, like some of the other guys that I've coached, it just kind of, you know, shows you the fruits of your labor, which you've actually produced or helped produce in terms of a kid. But it also gives that kid a chance to get the exposure that they need. So it's kind of a two-way street. You know, I knew Vontae and Vernon and Josh Cribbs and James Lynch and guys that I've coached, Nate Bussey, that could compete on the next level. But if they had the opportunity, so part of that was making sure they got to college camps, make sure they got to workout combines like the Rivals and the Elite combines to get those kids exposure and to let them test their skills and see where they are, as well as me as a coach being able to identify what my kids are able to do and where they are with other kids in the country.
Well, Coach Craig, I very much appreciate your time. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with me about Vontae.
Sure, anytime, Sean. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate and review, and share Winning Is Not Everything so you don't miss any of our bonus episodes, as well as our amazing regular episodes airing every Tuesday. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. See you next time.